Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily teaching video. In a moment, I'm going to jump into part three of my new series, all about personal vision, about defining God's vision and plan for your life, and actually getting that to a place where you can set it down on paper, where you can outsource it, where it's not just a vague emotion, but you know you've got a plan that you can look at and receive inspiration, guidance, correction, and motivation from. Boom. Let me do three quick announcement things as usual. Firstly, a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. Thanks to all of the new partners we have. We've just had a whole bunch come on board, and we really appreciate you. If you're not yet a partner, please do consider becoming one. There'll be a link below to do that. Every little bit helps. We have folks who sow like $1 a month into our ministry, and we love and appreciate you. There's nothing too small or too large to do in that area. Secondly, do check out, again, all the links below, my churches in New England. If you're in New England and you're looking for a good spirit-filled faith preaching church, we encourage you to visit our churches there. My traveling ministry, I'll be organizing some 2 to 3 day revivals in Europe and America this year. So if you're interested in finding out more about those, check out my website, gjn.org. And lastly, I have a new book out. It's actually what I'm working through and teaching from today, Personal Vision, with a foreword by Brian Simmons of the Passion Translation. And really powerful book. Literally, the things in this book have changed the course of my life in the last few weeks. So I really encourage you to get a hold of a copy of this book. Again, link below, or you can pick up one of these in our churches or traveling ministry. Good. So let's plow into this. We are on day number 3. And what I want to talk about today is the fact that God has a plan for your life. Wherever you're at today, just back up for a moment and even say those words. God has a plan for my life. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. There's not one circumstance you'll ever find yourself in that God doesn't have a plan for. God might not have planned that you get yourself into those circumstances, but God has a plan to get you out of that. And it is a glorious truth in a way that we don't need to conjure up a plan. There's a great movie. I was watching this recently with my kids. I remember when this came out in the, I think it was in the late 80s or 1990, I believe. The Hunt for the Red October. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie. Great submarine movie, good clean family movie. And there's a point in the movie where a captain, I won't quote the entire phrase, but says to this young man, you know, the Russians have a plan for everything. And again, I won't go into the whole point here, but the premise of this movie, in a way, is this young man realizes, the hero, Jack Ryan, he doesn't need to come up with a plan for this Russian he's trying to help to defect. The guy's already thought of a plan. He just needs to find out what his plan is. And I think that's such a key to life, that it's not my job to come up with a plan or a vision for my life. My job is to recognize God's plan, God's vision. And God does not make them hard to find. He says, call on me and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. So every day I've been going to 2 verses. I'll just quote these for the sake of time. But Habakkuk 2:2 and Ezekiel 40 verse 4. Habakkuk 2:2 says 5 things. See the vision, define the vision, make it plain, write it down, so that somebody can read it, and the one who reads it will run with it. See it, define it, write it, read it, and run with it, all in one verse. Ezekiel 40 verse 4 says 4 things in one verse. Son of man, look with your eyes, hear with your ears, fix your mind on the things I'm showing you, and then go and confess them or declare them or speak them to your brethren. And I believe if we learn to do those things around God's vision, hallelujah, they have the power to change us and make us a people of vision, so that everywhere we go, we're literally dripping with the vision of God. I've discovered that in ministry. I've been in ministry now with a break in my 20s, but really since about 1987, so let's say about 37 years. Here's one key I've discovered about ministry. I've never had a provision problem. Any provision problem isn't a provision problem, it's a vision problem. God has no problems with providing, with provision. He has problems when people have a lack of vision. Where there is a lack of vision, people perish, they cast off restraint, they go nowhere. And our job is to catch God's vision and walk it out here on the earth. So let's jump into this today. Number one, I'm going to go through four things today. Number one, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan. God has a wonderful plan. God has a glorious plan. God has a, frankly, at times, a terrifying plan for your life. And that the plans God has for you and I are better than anything we could ever think. I think God looks at all of our plans and goes, guys, we can do better than that. I think God looks at all of the things we could dream up and imagine on our own and go, really? Yeah, is that all? I think God looks at our plans. I think we dream in black and white, and God dreams in color. Once years ago, I was in Saint-Étienne, France, where we planted a church at the time. We had a cafe there in the town. And I was once walking up the road to the cafe we owned, Christian Cafe, and there was a guy on the side of the road begging, like blind Bartimaeus. And I said hi to this guy, and he was looking at me like a dog that had been beaten, you know, like afraid, like sort of sticking his hand out, and he asking for, could you give me something? Un petit peu de sous, you know, a few little coins. And I looked at this guy and I smiled and I said, how much do you want? I'm not sure anybody had ever asked him that question. How much do you want? And he's begging, and you know, of course he was like, whatever you can do, it'll be appreciated. And okay. But I said, no, you tell me, how much do you actually want? And he looked at me and he's like, a euro, which is like a dollar, if you were a little bit more than a dollar. And I said, okay, I'll give you a dollar. But I looked at him and I said, is that all you want? And he looked at me again. He said, 2 euros, $2. I was like, okay, I'll give you $2. And I kept saying the same thing. Is that all you want? And it's like we did this Abraham Genesis 18 thing in reverse. We kept going up. 5 euros, 10 euros, 50 euros, and 100 euros. And in the end, I was willing, and I did give him 100 euros. But in the end, I said to him, is that all you want? Is that what you expect out of life? Is that what a good day looks like? You get $100 and go buy a pack of beers and sit there on the side of the road in the car. Is that all you want? And I just began prophesying God's dream, God's plan, God's vision for this guy's life. In the end, you know, he got up, we took him to our cafe, gave him a shower, got him a change of clothes, led him to Jesus, got him baptized in the Holy Spirit, and God turned his life around. He needed a million times more than $100. And so often we're coming to God with what we think are our needs. And I don't think God wants to have a need-based relationship with you. Catch that if you will. God doesn't want to meet you on the basis of your needs. God wants to meet you on the basis of his vision. Will he meet your needs? Of course he will. But he won't even meet your needs according to your needs. He'll meet your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God's got glorious answers to your needs. And when you're in the vision of God, the provision will follow suit really easily. So key number one, God has a plan. Key number two, I want you to see this. It's vital we understand the sovereignty in the plan of God. The sovereign God, before the foundation of the world, has before ordained ways that we would walk in. God's planned everything you'll ever need, everything you could possibly want in life. And yet, those plans are not fatalities. It's not just simply enough to say, oh, well, God planned it, so it will happen. Come on, I'm here recording this in my church today. And I've got a busy day. I've got a whole bunch of people to see. I'm recording a video. I'm going to edit this video. It's Easter soon. I'm setting things up. I've got a busy, busy day. Probably going to do 14, 15 hours of work today. If I simply say God does have a plan for my day. But if I say, oh, well, God's got a plan. So I'll put my feet up and, you know, watch Netflix or something. That plan will not get done. God's got a plan, but God needs me to say yes to his plan. God does not need me to determine the plan for him, to beg him into giving me a plan. I need to recognize he's got a plan, but then I need to say yes to that plan. God has a plan of salvation. Yeah, I'll be preaching it in my church this Sunday, you know, the plan of salvation. But we can accept that plan, or we can say thanks, but no thanks to that plan. So the sovereign God invites you into his sovereign plans. He's already said yes and amen, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, to those plans, but he's looking for you to say yes to them in the same way. All things work together for the good of those who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if you're a Christian, you probably love God. Every week, my church will be full of people who basically love God, and they'll raise their hands singing, "I love you, Lord," and "I lift my voice." Tick. But are we the called according to his purpose? We are the called, but have we answered the call? And it's vital that we realize God's got this great and glorious, super duper amazing plan, but he calls me to know the plan, to see the plan, to recognize the plan, to walk in the plan. Selah. Boom. Here's my very last thought for you today. It's not enough to say God has a plan. You know, we often see, I see on nearly every Christian's fridge door, the verse Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the thoughts and plans I have towards you, says the Lord. Here's my question. God knows the thoughts and plans he has towards us. Do we? Just pause for a second. Do we know the thoughts and plans he has towards us? God has a plan. Maybe you know that God has a plan, but do you know the plan? And it's not enough that we accept God has a plan. God invites us into the journey of unveiling, of discovering, of seeing the plan. And I'll talk about this one in a later video, but here's a real glorious key as well. God wants to meet you in the definition of that plan. Inquiring about the Lord, going through a journey of defining your personal vision, isn't simply about you. The end goal isn't to have a defined personal vision. The end goal is to go to a completely other, upgraded place in your walk with God as you do that. Selah. Guys, I'm going to share more about this tomorrow. Hey, it would really help me if you do a couple of things. Give this video a thumbs up and share it. And drop me a comment below. If you're on YouTube, YouTube really likes it when people leave comments. It will put this video in front of more people if you do that. Again, check out the links below. Hit the subscribe button. And I encourage you to get this book. There'll be a link where you can buy that. And I know it will be a blessing to you. See you tomorrow, guys. Bye for now.